Blog Talk Radio.
Understanding that I alone create
and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Saturday, October 30th, 2010. You are now listening live and in archive to Hoodoo Central, Hoodoo Secrets, and Recipes. I am the Divine Prince, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick of knowledge and wisdom of the life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Be reminded to join me live and in archive each and every Wednesday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, live and in archive from New Orleans for Divine Prince, and also each and every Saturday night, 9 p.m., 10 p.m. for 1 hour of Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. But also be reminded every day at high noon for the House of Divine Prince, featured virtual temple group practitioners and readers, also known as the Power Lunch. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967, during my live airing broadcast only. Be reminded to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question or comment, and I will entertain your question or comment or reading request as spirit allows, as we move forward in the show. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually, cosmically, metaphysically, quantum metaphysically, in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. These virtual temple groups can also be located on my main Keen profile, www.keen.com/divine-prince. And please do remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, respectively, the Queen's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber, located on my website. Papa Say, who airs every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, is directly and located on both my Blog Talk Radio profile and my website in the Queen's Chamber. Also visit the truth terrorist, Queen Ifama, here on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. And her direct link can be found in the Queen's Chamber, as well as her virtual archive player. And fellow Sister Priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare can also be found on my website in the Queen's Chamber. Please do keep in mind that I'm constantly upgrading, adding, changing the website, supporting our community. So please do take that time to visit the website, look at each and every page, visit my MP3 store, my bookstore. I even have a herbal gardening store where you can buy products to grow edible herbs and plants indoors as well as out. And that's located on the second page of my website, Netterheadtour. My personal products, as well as Sister Tony and our hand crocheted items, can be found both in the Queen's Chamber, but at some point in greater detail in High Potions, which is the third page of my website. Take the time to visit, to explore, and support the people that you find who support at House of Divine Prince. Kalahad offers angelic soap, and she can be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website, as well as Queen Felice Akushua, Experienced Nubian Jewels, an African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar, with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornment to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle in one convenient location. And she can be found at www.nubianjewels.biz, as well as within the Queen's Chamber of my website. This evening we are going to continue our discussion about binary numbers, which I introduced earlier today during the Power Lunch. And this is the first of many powerful upcoming shows, just to name a few. Tomorrow at high noon for the Power Lunch, we will be talking about Voodoo Sami. Voodoo Sami. There's a lot of confusion about who, what Voodoo Zombie is, and I will explain that to you on tomorrow. Also, the next day, we will be celebrating All Saints Day, as well as on the 2nd of November, All Souls Day. Also, on the 3rd of November, for the Power Lunch, I will be talking about Black Hole, Black Obsidian 4, and those dark matter forces. And many, many, many more powerful shows. November 4th, I'll be talking about chaos magic. So you definitely want to click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player wherever you are listening to me right now so that you can be alerted of upcoming shows, show topics, special guests, guest hosts, and all other pertinent hoodoo revelation and manifestation. Also be reminded again that our call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you indeed have a question or comment, do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will answer your call as Spirit directs. I'm going to take a quick intermission, and I will return with the meditation and more of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central secrets and recipes. Today we will be talking about binary numbers and divination. I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. We'll be right back. Alafia and Ashe. Again, I'd like to thank each and every one of you individually and personally for being present here with the Divine Prince Live and in archive on Blog Talk Radio, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes on this pre-Halloween evening. Kalahat Firewood, special guest 3077, special guest 3158, KT7, Randy Simonette, Warm Summer Wind, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity to each and every one of you. In this divine moment, we loose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, revelation and manifestation into our earth plane existence right here and right now. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Aguns and all those who have gone on before us in transition and which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now on this earth plane dimension. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. And may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame and disgrace. Shall we now in this divine moment manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this time space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and civilization as we know it and ourselves. As we now enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful of our inner walk and works and pronunciations, and that they project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of our divine universe towards the light. As we now enter into the sacred sanctum halls of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us and have ever stood with us, allow the burning frankincense and myrrh in the air to cleanse and purify our light bodies and intentions. May it be a fragrant praise, prayer, and blessing before our creators and all those emissaries who assist us on our journey. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us ever steady back into the light and God consciousness and body, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. We can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Aboru, Aboye, Aposhiche, Ashe, Mar Ebo, and we choru, Mar Ebo be accepted, Mar Ebo allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe. In this moment, I want to gently, humbly, in all divine love and wisdom, coax you to remember who you are. Remember your divinity. You are a powerful, loving, and loved creative child of God and Goddess. You are love. You are made in the image and likeness of your Creator, so you embody all the aspects of our divine creators. Your inner light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, your magnificence, your wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you love, you inspire others to love. When you grow and evolve, you inspire others to grow and to evolve. As we move forward in our divine alignment with our higher selves, be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto yourself as well as all creation, that divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourself from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And just for a moment, remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. If you're having trouble remembering, create and recreate. You have allowance to create and recreate the light and clarity you need and seek, the love and community you need and desire. We are because our creators are. We are without beginning and ending. We are eternal. We are free to experience life in any way we choose. And our consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. We are limitless and a part of a vast, unified wholeness. We are cosmic. We are divine. We are universal. We are free from all concerns about the past. We are free from all concerns about the future. Our lives are in divine order as it unfolds according to the divine and perfect plan. We do not strive to attain things that we desire. We simply allow them to flow to us. We release our grip on life and we move forward in calm, serenity, tranquility, and knowledge that our needs are divinely taken care of. We are open to all life experiences as the moments of life come and go, and we are at peace. Do not judge these moments. Welcome them, observe them, accept them, for truly all is a blessing. If problems arise, do not resist them. Observe them with calm, open mind and spirit. Move forward through them and know that they will resolve and answers will be provided. We have all the time in the world, for we are time, we are limited, we are eternal, and our creators are time, limitless, and eternal. In the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak to me, they come to me, they administer to me, they enliven and empower me. And all things become clear. Our lives transform in magical, powerful, and divinely unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller and insignificant. As we rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing, our path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like crystal clear, focused, and refined. In every day and every way, our lives become more and more harmonious because we will it so. We trust in the natural flow of spirit. We resist nothing. We yearn for nothing, and we gratefully receive all that spirit sends unto us. Our consciousness is not bound by time, space, and like the universe itself, divinity itself, the divine creator itself. I am divinely created. We are divinely created. Our creation, our universe is divinely created. We are limitless and a part of a vast, unified wholeness. We are in balance. We are complete. The binary number system, or base 2 number system, represents numeric values using two symbols, generally 0 and 1. More specifically, the usual base 2 system is a positional notation with a radius of 2. And remember, I have spoken in previous shows that time and space are really the same thing. Time exists where you are in that moment. There truly is no past per se, no future per se. They exist right here, right now, in this divine creative moment. So in Hoodoo, we see ourselves as marking time and space in relationship to another object or another other mass, other things within our creation that we use to mark time and identify place and space. And owing to its straightforward implementation of binary numbers in digital electronic circuitry using logic gates, the binary system is used internally by all modern computer systems. So spirit has truly given us something which is scientific, which can be calculated, which can be counted. The Indian scholar Pingala developed an advanced mathematical concept for describing prosody, and in so doing represented the first known description of a binary number. He used binary numbers in the form of short and long syllables, the latter equal to the length to two short syllables, making it similar to Morse code. A set of 8 trigrams and a set of 64 hexagrams, analogs to the 3-bit and 6-bit binary numerals, were known in ancient China through the classic text I Ching. In the 11th century, scholar and philosopher Shao Yang developed a method for arranging the hexagrams, which corresponds to the sequence 0 to 63. As represented in binary, with yin as 0 and yang as 1, and the least significant bit on top there is. However, no evidence that Shao understood binary composition. The ordering is also logical on a sextuplet of elements chosen from a 2-element set. Similar sets of binary combinations have also been used in traditional African divination systems such as Ifa, as well as in medieval Western geomancy. The base 2 system utilized in geomancy had long been widely applied in sub-Saharan Africa. Ifa literally corpus consists of 256 possibilities called Odu, and each Odu also contains stories called Eshe. 16 of these stories or Odus are the principal ones, while the remaining 240 are the mixed or minor Odu. As the name applies, each mixed Odu is formed by the combination of two principal Odus. Each of the Odu, both principal and minor, is represented by a specific sign, which is binary in nature. Every Odu sign has two arms, illustrated by the first principal Odu, Aje Agbe, and Oyeku Meje. The message of Aje Agbe, the principal or king of all other Odu, is the cue to take a coup d'etat mathematical basis of Ifa divination. One Eshe Ifa belongs to the Odu, reveals that the ancient Yoruba used the binary system number to base 2 to develop the Ifa literary corpus. And that Odu reads as follows: Eji Eji no Gabe. Ino Gabe, Ikin Kan Mo. Adia Fon Te Yewo, Abu Fon Te Yinde. I bless in two, I do not bless only one. Divine for Tewo, he that shares with Kiende. Now, this basically is a profound philosophical, mathematical, scientific understanding. Once you can really put the binary system into context, if you will, imagine two people dancing, holding hands. Imagine the two long arms of the DNA chain. Imagine two things coming together in our creative spiritual universe to produce, manifest, project something else. And you can begin to understand binary systems of numbers. And for those of you who've been paying attention, who've been listening, I've been constantly reiterating, keeping a journal. And over the last year, maybe a year and a half or so that I've been doing Blog Talk Radio, I've talked about many things. But if you've been consistent, at least relatively consistent in your listening, even in the archives, you can begin to formulate how these things all come together. In fact, the digital computer uses the binary system, generally 0 and 1. And each number and number sequence represents everything that we see, type, text, color, music, sound. Every action has a reaction, another binary system. So these numbers work together to produce all things, not only in our scientific, technologically advanced, computerized society, but in creation itself. The whole Yoruba system of divination is based on a binary system, which we now know is steeped and based in science. Calculable, recreatable science. So as we move forward in this holiday season and we have our fun and we celebrate and we spend time with our friends and family, we must also begin to look at the true spiritual basis for why we do what we do, why we celebrate. Now, me personally, I don't celebrate Halloween. Halloween has been historically known as a time when the veils were thinnest. So I generally spend this time in spirit, doing divination, doing ceremony, performing ritual processes during this time when the veils are at their thinnest. This is a time for formulating plans, formulating goals for the next season, for the next year, for your next decisive move. In hoodoo, these numbers or bits generally start with 2 and 3 rather than 0 and 1. And this is evident in West African paths of Marasa, Ibeji, Ogu, Ishu, and Legba, as we consider the numbers that are often attributed to the deity. And these numbers are not arbitrary. As we look at them, understand them, study them, we begin to formulate almost a coded understanding, a coded fabric of tradition, but not only tradition of teaching, wisdom, and understanding. So our involvement, our dependence, codependence on numbers, it's a very complicated and deep one. Everything in our culture has a number. Everything in our life has a number. And I think as I try and make sense of the Christian philosophy of the mark of the beast, there is a most basic fear, I think, of numbers there. And the knowing that science, as we understand it, cannot be worked against. It is what it is. So once one looks at the numbers, then it's only inevitable that many of these predictions, that many of the prophecies that people fear will at some point be materialized or realized. But having said that, numbers are also our friends, as it were. Numbers also, excuse me, help us to maintain order, help us to maintain balance, help us to mark time and space. A few weeks back, you may have recalled me talking about, again, divination and numbers and hoodoo as it relates to nature. And there are many forms of divination that can be done out in nature. One of my favorite is my ability to communicate with birds. And birds will often travel in twos and threes, particularly when we're looking at them as a tool of divination. Again, the beginnings of a binary type system. And then we must interpret whether they're coming towards you or moving away from you, and on which side of the body this is taking place. And all these pieces, all these numbers, all these bits help us to formulate divination. Even tarot, to some degree, heavily uses numbers and a binary system. Now we look at spreads, layouts, 3 and 5 and 7 and 12, but if we just look at the deck simply, without all the color, the symbolism, we're still dealing with male and female, black and white, hot and cold, binary systems, and then multiple combinations of these. Our weather is a combination of very simple things. It's either hot or cold, wet or dry. Our daily individualized specific forecasts are a combination of those systems. So I cannot stress to you enough the importance of numbers, paying attention to numbers, and understanding what numbers apply to you. Understanding these numbers can help you to make decisions, can help you to formulate plans and goals, which will ultimately be realized, one, because you put forth that effort, but also because you've established a scientific formula for gaining so, for manifesting. Another quick example of the presence of numbers. Many of you who are listening, particularly in the live audience, work with altars. And if you've been doing this for some time, you should, if you are operating in spirit, begin to realize patterns in numbers. And for clarity, I'm going to make this real simple. So let's say you have two candlesticks on your altar, you know, one at the back corners, or maybe you have four, one at all four corners of your altar. Then we look at the other items and the placement of these items. See, it's very interesting how spirit works. Often on this journey, spirit speaks to us and we begin to do things. We get to pull things together without really necessarily knowing why or having some formalized understanding. And then as we study, we begin to realize that there is a correlation for many of our activities, many of our movements. So in constructing an altar, and someone asked this question, so I'm going to go into this in a little detail. It's not just putting some things together on a table and calling it an altar, but there's truly a plan, a foundation that's being laid when you do altar work. I've been noticing, too, that with the increased interest in deities and orishas, people are deciding to put together altars on their own. And that's fine. I'm not averse to that, as long as you're willing to do the work to understand what it is you're really doing. And there's some misconceptions about traditionalized receiving or crowning of specific deities, Orisha, Lawa, as opposed to just constructing an altar and representation of. So quite frequently I get pictures and photographs of people's altars and, you know, they want my opinion or my comment or you know, what have you. And one of the first things I look for are implements. When you officially receive a deity or are crowned with the deity, have gone through the ceremony and officially received the spirit, it comes with implements, items that are utilized, representative of, and on which the power, ashe, energy of the deity are conferred. Divine peace and blessings, Omoya Yemaya. Divine peace and blessings to all of you present in the chat room. I didn't mean to neglect the chat. Divine peace and blessings to each and every one of you. But we had limited time, and I wanted to kind of move forward. So I look for the presence of these implements. And there's several reasons for that. One, it tells me if you've truly been initiated, if you've truly gone through the process of receiving, or if you've just kind of decided that you kind of mesh well with a certain entity and you're kind of working on your own with it. That's very important. It's very interesting to me, the effort that we put in presentation, but not in the foundation behind the presentation. And a key player is numbers. It's numbers. Numbers that are specific to you, your birthday, your endeavor, the forces, the spirits that you are utilizing, calling, working with, and then the appropriate application of those numbers. Now, let me tell you quickly before I run out of time, I offer this service. This is probably one of the cheapest services that I offer, and I rarely ever get requests. People often want to know how do I conjure this? How do I manifest that? I'm trying to work love and relationships. I'm trying to work finances. And then again, we reach out and we start searching the internet. We find all this information, and then we kind of do it on our own. And sometimes it's good to do things on your own, particularly if you're being called and Spirit is truly working with you. But then other times, the pitfall of that is not getting results, not getting manifestation, not getting what it is that you truly have set out to accomplish. So sometimes taking the shortcut, never is taking the shortcut beneficial. Now, taking the shortcut and not getting jacked, you were lucky. You're blessed. But it's never beneficial, particularly in spirituality and religion, particularly in magic, particularly in any ritual practice, to take shortcut. And you can resist this message. I can feel it out there. But again, all I ask is, are you getting results? Are you truly manifesting the results that you seek? And many are just not willing to do the work. And this is not a judgment. This is a symptom of our culture, of our world, of our fast food, as we talked about on Racism Not Anonymous show last night, of our fast food attitude towards all things. We want to get in, we want to get out. And when it comes to spirit, which truly is everything, which truly is the fabric of our lives, our reality, taking shortcut is never a good thing. So begin to look at your numbers. Keep those journals. Introduce yourself to numerology if you have not. And I'm going to do a show probably next Saturday night where I'm going to go a little bit more detail in finding your numbers and how to organize them to work for you. Now, beyond just your key dates, birth dates, you know, things of that nature, you also want to keep a journal and look at date of events. There are certain dates that I can look back all the way up to high school or certain periods around certain dates, like the first week in October, for instance. It's a profound period of time for me when I usually go through some major move or change. But in order to get that understanding, I had to keep the record. I had to keep the journal. So I implore you with my last 10 minutes to keep those journals. Whatever your religious path, whatever you're doing, whatever you're seeking, keep that record. Spirit often speaks to us in a soft, still voice. In our waking, in our dream state, but always in a soft, still voice. It's not going to compete with your ego. It's not going to overpower you. It's not going to force itself upon you. We've been given divine will. We are light beings of the divine creators themselves. So we have will, but we must surrender to truly hear from spirit. And one of the ways of surrendering is paying attention to those numbers, paying attention to those numbers. I'm going to take a quick break. Again, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being present. Warm Summer Wind, the Known Unknown 8, Omo Yemaya, H2O Network, KP7, Special Guest 3440-3409-3077, Firewitch, Kalahat. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Once a summer wind, I can help you with that. Just give me a moment. And again, our live listening and calling numbers, area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question or comment, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will return to respond to you momentarily. Divine peace and blessings. And again, thank you for being present. We have about 2 minutes left. Now, Warm Summer Wind, you seem to have the right idea. Now, of course, it will be hard for you to describe for me right now quickly, but how big are the stones that you're working with? That's the first thing. Carrying too many can almost make them mutable to where you can't really feel the effects of the stone. So typically I work with one stone first for a long period of time. And then when you find that you need that adjustment, that softening, that extra strength, that extra foresight, then I would switch stones. Now typically I have one stone that I always carry with me regardless. And I'll share, that's my fluorite. It's sort of purple and green. And I typically carry that all the time. And in my left pocket, your left side is your receiving side. It's the side that you draw things unto yourself and can also block things from yourself. But also it's the side in which deals specifically with you. Now, when you're trying to affect the environment and people around you, then that side would be your right side, and that would be the side that I would carry tourmaline, black obsidian, hematite, those projective stones. Also, you must consider, is the stone you're working with projective or receptive? Black tourmaline is a projective stone. It sends energy out. Rose quartz is a receptive stone. It draws and can absorb. So, again, that can help to decide what side of the body and where on the body, where, and work with the stone. I got about 60 seconds, so send me a note, Warm Summer Wind, or give me a call, and we'll work on that more. You also want to be sure you're cleansing with stones, charging with stones, particularly when you've been through a rough situation. They pick up. I'm sure you've noticed sometimes they get dull. They need to have seasonal sun, moon, and be exposed to the elements. All your stones must be exposed to the elements in order to stay charged and continue to produce for you the way you need them to. I've really run out of time. Divine peace and blessings to each and every one of you for being present. Please do join me tomorrow at high noon for the Power Lunch here on Block Talk Radio. Divine peace, blessings, joy, and prosperity. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find
java don taye papa le ba plante yi poto eh plante yi poto vivant le ba plante yi poto plante yi poto papa le ba plante yi poto eh o plante yi poto o papa le ba plante yi poto plante yi poto papa le ba plante yi poto plante yi poto papa le ba plante yi poto plante yi poto papa le ba plante yi poto plante yi poto papa le ba plante yi poto plante yi poto papa le ba plante yi poto plante yi poto papa le ba plante yi poto plante yi poto papa le ba plante yi poto plante yi poto di bon le ba plante yi poto ou plante yi poto ou papa le ba plante yi poto ou plante yi poto ou papa le ba plante yi poto ou plante yi poto ou papa le ba plante yi poto ou plante yi poto. Azunke parin legba azunke azunke parin legba parin legba men la jan ka se wosho azunke vale le parin vodou legba
azunke parin legba
azunke.
Okay, bye.
mais l'argent qu'a des roches, oh, Azimke, parrain les parrains, vous tous les gars.
Azimke, parrain les parrains.
Eh, Azimke. Parler les parrains vaudou.